Our next report comes from the North Shore, and Lissa is our reporter.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of October 10th, 2020. My name is Lissa, and I'm your phenologist for this week. Due to MEA, there was a school break, so this report will combine 2 weeks of observations. Kurt realized on the 11th it was sunny in the morning and looked hot, but it was actually like 60 degrees. Mushrooms and fungi have appeared out of nowhere, but things quickly took a turn toward winter. The first snow occurred on Saturday, October 17th. Brr! We noticed we got 2 inches of snow, but it didn't last. Since the 17th, the temperatures dropped about 20 degrees on some days. On Tuesday, the 20th, we had a snow advisory. It snowed 6 inches. Have fun and go play outside because the heavy, wet snow is good for rolling snowman and forts. On the morning of October 23rd, the snow continues to fall, and our accumulation looks like about 8 to 10 inches at school. We have to wear our winter gear, and it's not even Halloween. Animal tracks can now be seen easily, and they tell their own stories if you look carefully. Kurt has observed that blue jays and hawks have mostly left this area. The SWAT feeder at Miss TG's, the woods and the fields are quiet because the number of birds are decreasing. Barred owls can be heard now hooting from their formed territories. They begin to nest when the snow is all on the ground in late winter. Some say it sounds like, "Who cooks for you? Who cooks for you all?" Cade saw an owl swoop inches from his face while he was in the woods hunting. He observed it made no noise. A barred owl was seen on October 16th from a car headlights as it sat on the gravel shoulder of the road eating a vole. At recess, Miss Wormter and her students saw an owl fly over. Owls eat lots of mice, so are helpful in rodent control. This year, we've had lots of migrating birds hitting the glass over our school door. Pine siskins, a chipping sparrow, and even uncommon brown creeper were found on the ground. So we put long strands of yarn 4 inches apart over the glass to warn birds not to fly into it. Adeline has noticed that the slugs are still thriving on the weekend of the 10th. Amy noticed a squished woolly bear caterpillar on her way out to the bus on Tuesday the 13th. At recess on the 19th, me and Amy observed that there was a frozen worm on the grass. Amy saw a fox on her way to school on the 12th. I saw a baby skunk and its mom running in front of their car on Thursday the 15th. Cade noticed deer have been moving a lot as they get ready for winter. Amy noticed a garter snake on her driveway on the 12th. David saw some tracks in his yard on Friday the 23rd. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Lissa. Nice job. A garter snake, my goodness. I'm sure that one and others have sought the comfort of their hibernaculum getting down below ground. And the other note was that I really enjoyed was the one about the tracks in the snow. And truly, this time of year, the tracks in the snow, it's exciting because, as they say, they all tell a story.